Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I'm going to talk now about people filming in your gym classes, and I have two very fit men in studio with me. We have Padraig Wilson McCarthy, content creator, and if anyone follows you online, you will be aware of your phone content in the gym. I'll come to that in a second. Padraig, we're also joined by John Belton, who's owner of Number 17 PT Human Performance and Wellness Coach, John Belton. Padraig, first of all, you love a selfie in the gym. I think it's creepy.
There's no denying, I can't come in here. Both of you have me on socials, right? I cannot deny that I love a gym selfie. However, you will never see anyone else unless it's a friend of mine in the gym selfie with me, right? I would have in the past.
That's a lie. You had one up yesterday of you in the gym by yourself.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have any. I would have like a friend. I would have but I wouldn't have anyone that I didn't know in the content with me, right? I have in the past gone in and recorded workouts and stuff like that for a number of reasons. One being, like, for example, I had an online trainer before, and the only way that he could see my form was if I would do it online. However, my attitude to recording myself within classes has changed, right? And for a number of reasons. One, you kind of look ridiculous, right? I'm not going to lie. The second one is, I am very conscious of other people who are in the gym, who are like, a lot of people go to the gym, they might be vulnerable, they might not be comfortable in the surroundings. And I'm like, it's not fair to make them feel more uncomfortable, you know, by, you know, just whipping out a camera and starting to record yourself. Also, I find it frustrating when I see other people doing it as well, because I'm like, you're trying to get the perfect angle here. I just want to get into use the machine.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So it can waste a lot of time too.
Yeah, I should say the reason we're talking about this is that a top New York City studio, Tracy Anderson, has announced a ban on phones in fitness classes after being overrun with TikTokers filming their workout. John Belton, is that your experience?
Yeah, my experience with this is I've been in the fitness industry a long time, and it's evolved from nobody really caring or knowing what we did to it becoming, you know, what every algorithm is showing us. I think it comes down to this question's been going back and forth. I'm opening a new facility and I'm going to have a phone-free zone in it, and I think gyms are going to have a place where you can record if you want it, and then a place where you leave your phone and you don't take your phone out. I mean, it's amazing. We've got access to programs. We've got access to coaches. I do Zoom workouts with people all over the world, and they have their phone there. And you know what? We turn cameras off if there's other people around. But in saying that, I do think it is going to have to come down to some sort of an agreement where there's a space for phones and there's a space where you can't bring your phone. I think people will welcome that. I think people want to escape and get away from it, as well as obviously people who make a career out of it.
Yeah. Why do people want to share their progress, Padraig, online? Like, I see so many videos of people going week one, week two, week three, week four. Do they think people care?
Yeah, you see, this is the thing. Like, I mean, I see why people do it in a way. I think a lot of people see it as accountability. And also people are watching. This is the content that people are kind of are watching and engaging with all the time. So suppose other people probably want to do the same as well. There's probably an element as well of people looking for clout, you know, and looking for that gratification that you get when you put up something and people tell you that you look good, you know. Mm. I mean, social media is a thing where it's gone from, you know, just like sharing photos to sharing absolutely everything that you do now. So I think people just see that as an extension of what they do in their daily life.
Yeah, I want to bring in Kate Lenehan from Monday Studio in Rathmines. Kate, what do you do for your Pilates classes?
Hiya Shane, how are you? Thanks
Good.
For having me. I don't want to say we're anti-phone, because I think we've only been open a few months now, but we've kind of got a rep now for being an anti-phone studio, ironically, from maybe a video that was posted on social media just about how we try and encourage people to be off their phones. We don't ban them. We don't allow filming now in a class for the privacy reasons that the lads have talked about. But what we actually do, the main reason I was kind of keen to encourage people to be off their phones is for privacy, obviously, but also just from like a mental and social wellness perspective. I kind of liken it to you'd never go in to get a massage and bring your laptop into the room, you know, that kind of way. So when people step into our studio, we've designed a space and I suppose a way of operating that psychologically encourages people without them maybe realizing to put down their phone, to have a conversation with someone else in the lounge room. We have, you know, we've kind of designed it rather than people sitting in a hall in benches waiting for the class where, you know, in the past maybe their heads have been down, they're on their phones. We have a lounge room now where like everyone's facing each other. It's kind of like a sitting room. It encourages eye contact and conversation. We've got a tea station. People can have a cuppa, which sometimes makes them less socially anxious and more likely to have a chat. So just like little tips and tricks there to try and get people to put the phone away.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, I always think like the type of instructors or coaches that I hire at the studio, like they're hired obviously because they're amazing coaches, but also their personality, and they get what we're trying to do, not just from like a physical health perspective, but a mental and a social health perspective. So it's the coach's job to facilitate that. So when we go into the waiting room before class starts, if we notice people are on their phones, we don't ask them to put them away, but we start a group conversation just so organically you see people start to put down the phones, you see people start to engage more and have that human connection.
But the real danger, Kate, is someone filming themselves in a gym or in a class is that they accidentally, or indeed on purpose, get someone else in the background who didn't give permission to be in the film.
Yeah, completely. And that's where I think, I don't want to say like it's put people off the gym, but I'm a big supporter of gyms, and people doing resistance training is so good for their health. But I've had a lot of women particularly come into the studio and say, you know, they've gone off a certain space because they're nervous that it's kind of turned into a performance in the background of someone else's video as opposed to wellness.
Wow.
And people are like, you know, doing something brave, being vulnerable, showing up to a fitness space when maybe they're not feeling so confident in themselves. So it's a big deal to show up in the first place, and then to feel like, God, your worst nightmare, you're caught in the background of something. It really like turns people off. It feels a bit invasive,
yeah.
I guess.
Podrick, someone makes the point that other people like going to the gym and using their phone for music. So yeah. If you go to a phone-free gym, you might find yourself having to be alone with your own thoughts, God forbid.
Yeah, and I like what Kate said about that, like building that community. And that's great for like, particularly in classes, like, you know, if it's Pilates and yoga and that kind of thing. But for me, going to the gym is like where I can switch off, listen to music, listen to a podcast, or maybe just have a little scroll. You know, like I do use my phone, and it's kind of like, you know, that hour in the day where I've got time to just like maybe have a look online, you know. So I don't think that I think that it's important that the phones are there. I think that definitely filming should, like John said, having dedicated spaces is probably the most important or the easiest way to do it. I'm actually part of a gym. I'm a brand ambassador for the gym. So a lot of the stuff that I do as part of my work involves posting content from in the gym. However, what we've done over time is that we've developed classes where other brand ambassadors can just go to a class and call it a content class. So we're not faking it. We're not looking like we're not actually doing the workout, because we actually are. But everyone in that room is happy to be in there and to be filmed so that regular patrons of the gym aren't uncomfortable.
Yeah. John, is this all part of, in general, bad etiquette in gyms? So people filming themselves, we've heard before that people don't wipe down the machines after they use them. There's all sweat there. I know some people actually sit on their phones blocking the machine. Mm. So they're not working out. They're just using it as a seat to sit down on. Is there, in general, bad etiquette in our gyms?
There definitely is. The bad etiquette piece is 100% an issue. When it comes to phone usage, recording is definitely a problem. But sitting there in a machine and taking up a machine is another problem. I think thinking that people are not going to have their phones on their person in a workout, it's just not practical. Again, you listen to music, podcasts, or possibly take it out for a second to look at a program. But yes, it slows down things on machines. People hog machines, and then when you ask them if you can step in, they don't move. It's become a real problem. I mean, we're delighted to see people using the gyms, but there's definitely a conversation that needs to be had there, and banning it is not the full tilt.
And Kate, just as a woman who also is involved in the fitness industry as well, can we remind men to stop approaching women in gyms, giving them advice on how to use the equipment?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, to be fair, I feel like a lot of those videos have gone viral in themselves, and like also given lads a bad rep, because there's also lots of videos around where girls try to catch guys just glancing in their direction, and then a lot of hate goes to guys for it. So it's just a lot of clickbait stuff, unfortunately.
Okay.
But
all right.
Yeah, it's not nice to be overly corrected, obviously.
All right. Well, if you have a view on it, you can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106 or call us on 1800 453 106. Loads of messages coming in. I'll get to those after one. John Belton, thank you very much, owner of Number 17 PT, Human Performance and Wellness Coach. Also, Podrick Wilson McCarthy, content creator, and Kate Lenehan from Monday Studio in Rathmines.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.